Hello!
Hello!
How's everybody?
We're back.
We're back. Did you miss us? This is the first time that it's been just you and me for several hours.
For a while, yeah.
Because Dave's been over at your house and we've had guests and all kinds
and
of
things. And we've had guests. And
yeah.
You had company.
Somebody stopped by to give me my $5. But that's about it. He was just here for
saw
a second.
Saw your hairy legs.
Yeah, well, I don't think that he saw them. They just were out for everybody to admire.
No, he was too busy looking at your breasts. What
sure
age of kid is this?
He's 18.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, breasts. He's more of a breast man. I don't even know. Let's do some shout-outs real quickly. We got a few piled up here.
Okay.
Going back to Mike's comment from about 10 to 4. He's left a link for our next instrumental quiz.
We're in the middle of all this crap.
Oh, all right. Get back to that.
You probably have new comments since I've shut it down.
There's many.
Oh, you got that right. Sure do.
We're going to start with Mike's from 3:50 p.m. Well, 3:50 my time. Maybe 6:50 p.m. your time.
It's 50, mine says 10:50, that's not good.
Well, I don't even know what the hell that's all about. I can't help you there. He's left a link for the next instrumentals quiz. Thank you, Mike. We're going to do your lyrics quiz this time.
Yay!
Jen Pup checked in again. A little clarification on Virginia there.
Any Hokies, a friend of mine.
We love Hokies. Siskita left a comment, episode 8. Why do you sound like you're underwater in this episode?
Haven't listened, sorry.
I did actually go back and listen to it after I got her comment. You sound fine. It's me who sounds like I'm underwater.
You were underwater. I was just, you were taking a bath.
I'm sorry. Right now I sound like I'm underwater because I'm chewing ice cubes. I actually sound more like I'm doing the weather report from a traffic copter. I sound like this. Without the pounding, my voice sounds like that.
You were nervous.
Keep us posted if you guys hear weird things like that. I have no idea what caused it. That's what made me decide I should reboot. Jen Pup, jealous of my wrist strong bracelet. You can get it at the Comedy Central store on their website. She wanted to know if the Pope was sporting one yet. I wouldn't be surprised if Stephen sent him one.
Yeah, he was talking about the Pope in his wrist. On Thursday night.
I missed that episode.
I don't watch Colbert. I don't have a thing against him. I just never
just
get to
don't
see
normally watch him.
But I was somewhere where it was on, and I was watching it, and they did a very cute thing about the Pope's wrist.
I missed it. There was actually Wednesday's episode that you saw on Thursday. Wednesday was the episode that I missed last week. But I have it in the TiVo, so I'll get to it. Siskita posted a picture of her kitty, Zaphod. Very cute. You should check it.
Oh, I've got to go look.
Yes. Dishy left praise for Siskita, of course. She would totally go see the Dildo of Texas. I think I think we ought to write the Dildo of Texas.
It can be done.
And Lily G said that Nick the Child, not the Cancer, came over to hear the Chaucer and smiled. She wants him to be a bookish child. She's not sure if she wants him to be
an advanced child.
Yeah, she doesn't want him going to Renaissance fairs and whatnot. I'm not sure Chaucer was during the Renaissance either, quite frankly. I know Shakespeare
I don't
was.
Know, but you know, the Deep Fat Friar does that. He does his... Oh, I don't know about Renaissance fair. He's into the, you know, society for whatever that's called. Anachronistic whatever.
Oh, yeah, that. I'm not sure. Let's do Mike's quiz very quickly, or as quickly as we can.
Got it right here.
This is,
records.
Yes, records. Where you keep your Rolling Stones records, and a friend of Sasha Distel says, hint, Michelle should know this. That's the one that Michelle gave us.
And she did know it, and I'm glad, because
I've never heard of it. Yeah. She said it's, she said, it's Where Do You Go To My Lovely by Peter Sarstedt. Never heard of him.
Not to be confused with Peter Sarsgaard.
No, different guy.
Yeah.
700 Little Records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz.
Yeah, that's C'est La Vie. Emmy Lou and Chuck Berry.
Oh, okay, good.
Not together.
So you play your albums and you smoke your pot and you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. That's Captain Jack by Billy Joel. Ha! Got that one.
Oh, he was looking at you because it was Billy Joel.
Not because it was pot, Ben.
Because it's your life.
That's not true.
I know the next one.
But I ain't got no speakers, ain't got no headphones, ain't got no records to play.
Life During Wartime.
Yeah, is this the second time Life During Wartime has come up during a lyrics quiz, or am I crazy?
I don't know.
I think that it has before.
You're probably not crazy.
I might be crazy, but that might not be the reason. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store, maybe I could settle down if you'd take me back once more. I don't know it.
What's that song about the disc jockey? WOLDDDDDDD.
Oh, is it WOLD by Harry Chapin?
Harry Chapin. I'm guessing that. I can't imagine he'd have Harry Chapin on a record quiz.
You never know. You never know with Mike.
You never know.
And then just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove.
I know that.
Yeah, I do too. Just because a record has a groove, don't make it. Just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. Ba-da! And you can tell right away, Dr. Dave, when the people start to move. Bow!
Hey!
You can feel it all over. You can feel it. That's Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder.
That would be your Sir Duke.
Yes, it would. By the great Stevie
wouldn't
Wonder, the genius,
that
the brilliant.
If
Stevie.
You hadn't sung it, I wouldn't have gotten it. If you hadn't sung it.
It took me just a couple of seconds to get there. I had the rhythm right, and I just had to get the tune behind it. And then once I had that, we were home. We were home
free.
We're
home free, baby.
Well, we did all right that time, didn't we?
We sure did.
Between you, me, and Dishy.
Yeah.
We got all of them, I think.
Well, we guessed.
As long as WOLD is right, we got them all.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. Well, that's it for this one. We'll come back for the instrumentals quiz. What did I want to do next time? We should check and see if Dishy's ready to come on. I think she IM'd me some time ago and said that she was back from her travels and she's got a headset.
And Mr. M is on the road. He's on his way here.
Oh, he's coming over, too.
He wanted to call and give a road report.
I don't know how that's going to work on the podcast.
Well, no, he's going to translate it to me.
Mm.
And probably shouldn't take long, so we could probably do him and Dishy in the same.
Dishy just posted another comment, just said, that was awesome, Deep Fat Fryer. And it was.
It was. The ending just got me. It just got me.
It's fun stuff.
Oh,
we'll figure something out.
Is she mind coming on at 8:30?
I don't know. I don't know if she's ready. I'll find out.
I mean, 8, you know, the next one.
The next one. 8:30 for you, 5:30 for me.
No, that would be Mr. M.
Oh, M. Mr. M is then.
Which mind coming on at the next one?
9, then. 9 for you, 6 for me.
We'll ask her.
She could answer us in the comments. This will be up. And I'll IM her also. Well, Mr. M will be there in time for the 5:30?
No, he's calling in. I'm translating the road report.
Oh, I see.
And then he'll be here later when it's dark.
All right. Okay.
Or we could just have Dizzy on and I could hold the phone and pretend we're giving.
He could give the road report at any time during his travel, though, right? Or is he specifically going to call in, like, right at 8:15 your side?
Yeah, he's going to... I told him to call in at 8:15, because that probably will be his last time to call before he gets here.
Oh, okay.
So...
All right, well, then we'll do that.
Milo occupied.
We'll do that. And then and we'll see if Dishy wants to come on for the 9/6 slot. That ought to keep us busy. Ooh, that'll be our halfway point.
Yes, and then we get to leave for 2 hours and go to sleep.
Yay, it'll be our halfway point, which means we're done.
Halfway, you get to leave for 2 hours and sleep.
Woohoo!
I thought that's what it meant. I read that in the rules.
It's in the rules. All right, we will be back shortly. Thanks, everybody, for hanging in there. We will talk to you again in a half hour. Bye.
Yeah.